is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another episode, yes, where we sit down and chat about the latest episode of The Strain. Thank you for tuning in to Talking The Strain. We are available on iTunes. All you got to do is search Talking The Strain, and you can find us there. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you can find us there, plus other shows as well. I've got my partner in crime here. He's excited because we're going to do a double dose of The Strain. We're going to be talking about 9/11's episode, The Firstborn, which is a little flashback on Quinlan. Jesus of Dysfunctional.com, are you there?
I am here.
Sweetness. Now, I know you're trying something new with your little system. You're actually trying to do the show on your iPad, so hopefully you don't sound like a robot like you normally do.
Hopefully I don't.
All right, so let's jump into it now. Firstborn. What'd you think overall of the episode?
Overall, it seemed like it was really stretched out.
Really? The reasoning for me asking, I would have thought that you would have said, Mike, I enjoyed the character development of Quinlan. We finally get a backstory and to see how and what's going on with him.
We do get a little backstory, but I still felt like there's something he's hiding.
Oh, definitely. I don't think we got to the part. I mean, I think you were right. Let's just get that out of the way that you dropped last week going, what if the master is Quinlan's father?
Yep.
And we get told that. And well, maybe there is, because we don't know. I mean, it's obvious that master must have done something or got a girl pregnant or stung her while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he was kind of like Blade. What do you think? Do you think we're going to get more of that, or do you think they're leaving it up to ourselves to kind of figure that out on our own?
I want more, and I don't know if we're going to get more.
I
think Quinlan is not going to give away that secret, at least not anytime soon.
So you think there's still a secret and we will get it sometime in the future?
Maybe season finale type stuff.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think we're going to get sprinkled with, I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, something has to happen where we get to see how he's made. So maybe that's the big secret. I don't think it's going to be this big giant bomb secret. Oh my God. Season finale kind of thing. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's building it up for that since they've given us so much. I don't know. I just feel that it's going to be in an episode where it's like, you know, we're going to get a flashback. Why? You know, and then it's because his mom got stung. I don't think it's going to be – I don't know. I just don't feel it. I think that was the – but even then, I mean, even you know, you and I were more excited, like, what if this and what if that? And all of a sudden, Quinn's like, finally, I get to kill my father. And that was it. It wasn't even a big deal. Uh-oh. Jesus, we have lost Jesus, people. Let's see if he calls back because I'm not stopping this. We're just going to – let's see if he calls back. If he doesn't call back, then I'll keep doing the show myself. So let's see here. Did I mention that we're on iTunes, people? You can go to iTunes and search Talking the Strain, and you can find us there. Me and Jesus' past shows. And you can also, if you don't have iTunes, you can always jump on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike and our shows there, plus other shows like The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, Arrow and Gotham soon. And okay, let's just see. Oh, there he is. Jesus, are you there?
I am here now.
So what happened? Did some little kid run into you or?
No, it said call ended for some reason.
Well, you sound extra clear now.
Yeah, I switched over back to my phone.
All right. So I was just telling people about where they could find our show and everything else. So I just kept on going. The show has to, you know, show must go on.
Show always must go on.
Let's see here. So we got the flashback. I really thought you were going to be more excited about the flashback. It seems like I was more excited for the flashback than you were.
You were. Which is, I just I don't know. There's something that feels not right about this whole thing.
Okay, well, I guess we will see what happens. Let's see here. The next big thing I have in my notes here, let's talk about Gus. Now,
Yeah.
I don't know where this went wrong because last season he was a badass getting trained. And then somewhere it's almost like an addict. He like falls off the wagon and becomes the, blood server for his mom.
Well, we saw that in season one when we get introduced to him, that he's very much family oriented.
True, but I don't know, man. I just don't. I hope we get to see where I think that's where I'm more interested to see how that happened, because we all know that he was close to his family, but he's getting trained. He was getting trained to save the world. He knew he had a destiny bigger.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know why. That's what I'm curious to see. I'm curious to see where, because I just can't. I'm not happy with that. I'm not satisfied to know that all of a sudden it starts and he's like putting his blood in a dog bowl for his mom. I'm just not happy with that. I gotta know why.
Yeah, I'm not happy with his character in general now.
See, and then also when him and Angel are wheeling his mom through the hallway, they let her go, and then they run off.
Yeah, and yeah, like it just seems so sporadic at the moment because if he's doing all this stuff to protect her, why is he
Yes.
just going to leave her now?
Yes, he's just like, ready, one, three, two, one, and then runs, and then gets arrested. So now mom's running around. And now, isn't it true, though, that maybe this was his plan after all? Because when she turns, doesn't she go after the people that she loves? Isn't that how it is? Like, if you get turned,
I
you.
think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that in season one we kind of got that they go to familiar places.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think even Dutch mentions it, like when she kills and chops off that dude's face, I think he would have came back after them if they didn't,
Yeah,
if she didn't kill
she
him.
does.
So maybe that's a master plan. I don't know. I just felt like I was like, what? All that crap, all the blood you gave her, just to let her go and possibly get shot. It wasn't even like take me away or I don't know. Maybe he just thought she had a better chance being let go than strapped in the chair. I don't know.
Maybe, but let's back up a little. Isn't Angel becoming a little bit cooler this part of this
Yeah.
season?
Yeah, he's more he's almost like he's the roles have almost switched.
Yeah, I mean, when we first met Angel, he was a coward.
Yeah.
He and now he's stepping up,
Yeah.
and Gus has stepped down already.
Even Angel's like, "Hey, I'll take her out. I'll do
Yeah.
it." I don't know. I'm liking Angel. I wish I could see him fight more. I want to see him fight, but I don't know what's up with Gus. I need Gus back because I'm starting. I don't know what his deal
Yeah.
is. I don't know what his deal is. But let's see what else. And I guess the big moment at the end of this was the big master plan. F has the lumen. Then Quinlan shows up at the park, and then the freaking professor and Fett show up, and then Navy SEALs who've turned into vamps show up, and then Kelly, the freaking weird mom vamp shows up, and it's all a trap.
Yeah, but okay, when Fett and the professor find out that the lumen is missing, wasn't it a little anticlimactic? Just like, oh, it's missing.
It's like, Mr. Fett, someone opened my dresser. That was it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And then they had no idea that F would be involved.
Nope.
Like he, like I would have been like, he's a drunk now. Of course he took the book.
Yeah, but of course, let's give it up to Fett. He had a backup plan.
Yes, he did. He put the little homing device, the little tracker inside the lumen.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, Fett is. I mean, tell. I'm Team Fett.
Definitely.
But it sucks because we had Fett, we had Gus, and then there was who was the other one? Was
The
it
young Zach.
the young Zach? Yeah, because he was kicking ass.
Yeah.
This new.
I think now we have Fett and Dutch only. Maybe Quinlan still.
I would definitely put Fett there. I would definitely put Quinlan. I'm still team Quinlan. Dutch, yes, because last episode, but I'm a little concerned because she's a little tipsy turvy.
True.
She liked to drink like F, which we'll get to that in the next episode.
Yep.
But no, but we are talking about her last episode where she was just totally kicking ass.
Yeah.
So she's kind of she's on deck for me. So I don't know yet. I don't know about her yet. But what'd you think about the whole ending?
The part where Quinlan falls to the ground was just too much.
Yeah, especially the worm just went in the sewer. So, like, why did he collapse?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Fett was just kind of, I mean, not Fett. Maybe Quinlan was, I don't know. It was, yeah, it was. It seemed kind of, I'm not going to lie, because when it was going down, I was like, whoa, this is it? Like, it didn't feel like, oh, shit, here it comes. It was just like, I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then, and he falls, and I'm like, okay, wait a second. I was kind of lost.
The master getting beheaded was pretty cool, though.
It was pretty cool, but I liked this new master, you know? And I don't know. I guess I didn't get to see him enough doing stuff, but I don't know. I didn't even expect that worm thing. So,
yeah.
Of course, we know that Quinlan's not dead because the worm's not dead. And now I'm curious, though, this worm has to go into another body. Is it? Do you think it's going to be somebody we know already?
Zach?
You think?
I think so.
Interesting.
It could be why he did it. He was, you know, keeping him safe so much.
That would definitely get under F's skin. Could you imagine if he takes over Zach's body?
Yeah, and then for sure F will not want to kill the master.
That would cause some serious drama.
Yeah.
And then we you and I are not a fan of Zach. We're not a fan of F. That would be an awesome pair right there to see who takes out who. Or maybe they take out each other.
And that would be great for the series.
That could be the finale. That could be the finale right there. All right. I'm looking at my notes some more. I think that's it for me.
I don't like F whatsoever. And he doesn't fight well.
It's because of the alcohol. He's got the drink in him.
I don't think he went into this fight drunk.
What do you mean?
It just seems so weird in the last fight that he gets knocked down so easily. He takes forever to do anything.
That was a spider vamp. The spider vamps are fast.
They're fast, but he's super slow.
He's got the drink in him. His reflexes. He hasn't had a good meal. I don't think he's at 150%. He's probably like at half a tank of gas.
Maybe.
I don't think he's. I think he's just kind of. He's a drunk now. He's slow. He's just got. He's not focused. You know, last season he was focused.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, you know.
Did you expect that to be Zach underneath that thing?
I was when they took the cloak off of him. I was like, oh shit, they changed him. Yes. And then he ran off, and I was like, oh, damn, it's not Zach. So yeah. I fingers crossed. I didn't expect it to go down like that. But I was hoping he would have been turned, but I wasn't, you know. But yeah, and it was interesting to see the Navy SEAL vamps. You know, they suck at shooting.
I was like,
you're supposed to be the best, and you guys are missing an old man. and Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing. And you know what? I think the way that you felt about the whole backstory is how I felt towards about the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seemed rushed and kind of a little messy. I don't know. It was like, let's quick make this happen. And then next episode, you know, let's slow it down. You know, I don't know. I think that's how I felt. I think I felt like you at the end of this because I was like, what? I liked all the you know, the Quinlan backstory. But then this part here was, I don't know.
Yeah.
So are we done?
I think we're done.
All right. So scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode? I'm curious.
Sadly, I would have to say a 7.
I would agree with you on that. Both of us give it a 7. It was like a roller coaster. Up and down, up and down.
Yeah, there was no consistency, and it felt dragged out. Like, even when they're talking about the lumen being stolen, it's like, talk, talk, talk. Oh, there's a tracker in it. Talk, talk, talk. Oh, let's follow the tracker. Talk, talk. And I'm like, oh, just go already.
If you put it down like that, that makes a lot of sense. Because it was like that, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, I would think at the moment where you figure out, oh, the only thing that could possibly have the answer to killing the master is gone, you'd be out the door.
Oh, hell yes!
Instead, they sit there for a good 15 minutes and talk about their plan to go look for it.
He's an old man, maybe. Maybe that's what it was.
Still, 15 minutes.
Okay, I got it. Both of us give it a 7. So hopefully we'll like the next episode better. So that's it for us. Thanks for joining us. We're going to recap last night's episode in just a few minutes. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Talking the Strain. We are available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Talking the Strain. That way you can subscribe, write a little review. That way you don't miss a podcast because sometimes we're all over the place, Jesus and I. But you can get on there. If you don't have iTunes, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can subscribe there, and that way you don't miss a podcast there as well. Jesus, tell people how they can find you on the social media, Nessus.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And for me, my blog is iWatchMike.com. Pretty much everything is there. iWatchMike on I Watch Mike on Facebook, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, and I think that's pretty much it for right now. Good Shows, if you haven't downloaded the Good Shows app, do it. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there. I'm Mike the Movie Guy, and he's dysfunctional. Join the conversation, find the show, and leave comments. That would be really cool. And once again, Strain Addicts, what's up, y'all, over there? Good Shows, what's up, y'all? And to everyone that's been sharing all the shows and liking and retweeting all that good stuff, thank you very much. Maybe the next show, I will look on to see who we can shout out to. I'm going to see what countries are listening to us this time. Everybody have a good one. We'll be right back with more. And we're going to be talking about another episode. Last night's episode, it was called Gone But Not Forgotten. So, Jesus, are you ready? We'll be back, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back. Bye.
Battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.